I'm sure many listeners have noticed that infamous Black Sheep poster is back, the one that caused all the controversy 3 years ago. It was regarded as racist by some in Switzerland, but its designers, the Swiss People's Party, insisted it was simply a message that foreigners who commit crimes, the black sheep of society, are not welcome here. Now that campaign is reaching its peak. The vote on the proposed new law to automatically deport foreigners who commit crimes takes place at the end of this month, and there's a whole new series of posters. They make the black sheep look almost cute and cuddly. These new ones show sinister faces in profile, each with a foreign name. With each there is the suggestion that he's guilty of a terrible crime. So Ivan is a rapist, Farouk is a murderer, Izmir is a social security cheat, and Detlef is a paedophile. Now, the argument that foreigners who commit crimes should not be allowed to stay in Switzerland has some merit. In fact, Swiss law already allows for the deportation of those who commit serious crimes. But this proposal is about a lot more than that. Like the Minaret Initiative last year, it is exploiting fear and prejudice, and creating an atmosphere in Switzerland in which any discussion of immigration or of the foreign population is negative. The other parties, rather than challenge the People's Party's anti-foreigner propaganda, have come up with deportation proposals of their own. But there is one voice speaking out, and he's doing it with that often lethal weapon, humour. Biting satire, in fact. Take a look, if you speak German, at Alois B. Stocher on YouTube. Of course, that's not his real name, and it's surely no coincidence that his pseudonym rhymes with the People's Party's grand old man, Christoph Blocher. Anyway, Alois Stocher, besuited and with an uneasily familiar small moustache, purports to be the leader of a new group dedicated to finding a solution to the foreigner question. Last Saturday in Bern, he held a little rally, a collection day for foreigners, kind of like a collection day for old clothes or glass for recycling. Things you had grown tired of and didn't really want anymore. Good Swiss citizens could bring along foreigners, conveniently already wearing coloured armbands signifying their country of origin, and place them in containers ready for deportation. For those Swiss who were uncomfortable about being seen with a foreigner, a highly understandable emotion, points out Alois, there was a handy anonymous bin that foreigners could be dropped into. It's all very simple, explained Alois. Give them their armbands, collect them, deport them. The collection need not be confined to criminals, he added, because after all sorts of foreigners, not just the criminal variety, are annoying to us Swiss. But the deportation, he insists, is carried out in the best humanitarian traditions of Switzerland. Each deportee is given a free mobile phone and some car accessories. Now, of course, none of this really happened. But on YouTube, those armbanded foreigners are seen walking towards freight trains. It's a very uncomfortable picture, and some people have complained that Alois has gone too far. Perhaps he has, but no further than those People's Party posters. Because once you start suggesting that certain nationalities per se are guilty of certain crimes, Ivan the Russian is a racist, Detlef the German a child molester, or Izmir the Turk a welfare cheat, you are already taking the first step on the road that could lead, indeed just 70 years ago did lead to, those deportation freight trains.